Chapter 13. The increase of Big Brother cell phones. The last three times we saw the third type was the camera system. The Big Brother eye on the ground with cameras. And once again, they're not just doing this in secret, but they're also lying about it, being deceitful, and once again this is exactly what the Antichrist is going to do in the seven-year tribulation. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
2 Thessalonians 2:7-10. For the secret power of lawlessness is already at work, but the one who now holds it back will continue to do so till he is taken out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved.
In other words, they didn't want to hear the truth. But according to our text, we see that when the Antichrist is revealed, he's not only going to use secretive behavior to set up his machinery in the background, but he's also going to use what? False counterfeit signs, wonders, and miracles, right? In other words, he's going to use lies and deceit. Which is why it says it's being done in accordance with the work of Satan. Jesus said in John chapter 8, Satan is a liar and the father of all lies. So, the Antichrist is going to follow in Satan's footsteps. This passage gives us two more tactics the Antichrist will use to set up his kingdom in the seven-year tribulation to dupe people. It's not only being done in secret, but he'll be using lies and deceit. And again, that's exactly what's being done right now with this Antichrist Big Brother global monitoring system. We are being lied to and deceived about it as they set this system up to monitor us. But not just the billboards and the body cams. The third technology they're lying and deceiving about is cell phones. I'm here to tell you that cell phones are the biggest Big Brother invention ever thrust upon mankind in all of history, and we pay for it. Talk about deceptive. You liars. The first deceitful lie they say about our cell phones is, hey, we'll never monitor you. Really? Whether you realize it or not, these nifty devices, these cell phones that we all have to have, even kids. And apparently even the government wants to make sure we all have one. Remember that free cell phone thing with Obama? I got to get my Obama phone. Remember that? Everybody's got to have one. Well, gee, I wonder why? Well, it turns out, these devices can easily be tapped into to watch, listen, and monitor all of our conversations. It's a 24-hour monitoring device, and here's just one report showing how easy it can be done.
CBS News reports. Sometimes you know your phone has been hacked, but often you don't. We sat down with some of the world's best hackers to show us just how easy it is to get access to everything on your phone. Is everything hackable?
Yes.
Everything?
Yes.
If someone tells you, you can't do it.
I don't believe it.
John Herring offered to prove it. So, he gathered together a group of ace hackers in our Las Vegas hotel. Each of them a specialist at hacking mobile devices. How easy is it to hack a phone right now?
Very easy.
It started when we logged onto the hotel Wi-Fi. Or at least it looked like the hotel Wi-Fi. Herring had created a ghost version. It's called spoofing. And it looks legitimate.
Are you connected?
I am.
And I have your email.
You have access to my email account?
I have your rideshare application, all the information being transmitted including your account ID, your mobile phone, which I just got the mobile number, and I have all the credit cards associated with that account.
Now the hack that you just saw only took a matter of minutes, and I was fooled by that fake Wi-Fi, but the other demonstrations that we are going to show you on Sunday, the hackers were able to explore a hole in the global cellular network and get into our phones, turn on our cameras and listen to us. All they needed was the phone number. With just the phone number they could hack into my phone. No matter what you do, what decisions you make, whether you turn location services on or off, they can still get in? You say even if you are getting dressed, they can get access to the camera on your phone? Yes, think about this. With just the phone number they were able to access my phone. So, can I borrow your phone for a second? So, my phone looks just like this. It doesn't light up and they were able to watch me and listen to me. So imagine, when you take your phone into a meeting and you lay it on the desk, when you have your phone and you are getting dressed in the morning, they can be watching you and you wouldn't know.
Whoa. That's pretty sneaky. That's deceptive. How many of you knew that? Yeah, most people have no clue, but there you go. You can hack into my phone, any phone on the global network, and not just get data, but as you saw, email, financial information and turn on my camera, listen and watch everything I do without me even knowing it. That's total monitoring. And again, they're not just called cell phones, they're called what? Smartphones. And anytime you see that word smart, what do you supplant it with? Big Brother. Because that's what's going on here. The biggest Big Brother device ever invented in the history of mankind, not coming, but already here, and we pay for it. And I believe this new technology that's emerged in our lifetime helps explain what's going on in the text in Matthew 24 dealing with the people in the seven-year tribulation who get rounded up and slaughtered for being a follower of God.
Matthew 24:9-10. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other.
So here, Jesus says the people during the seven-year tribulation will not only hate the followers of God, i.e., those who get saved after the rapture, but they'll what? They'll want to kill them, right? And it says they'll do that by betraying and turning them in. So again, think about this. How are you going to know if somebody's a follower of God anywhere on the planet in order to betray them and turn them in? Simple. You just invent a single device that could monitor all people's conversations all around the world and even see who they're hanging out with. It's called the cell phone. It's not coming, it's already here. In fact, nowadays I don't even have to wait for a hacker to come along and get into my phone like we saw earlier, all I have to do is just download an app. It's that simple. Believe it or not, shocker, we've been lied to about these apps. They say everyone just has to have it on their cell phones, saying it's about convenience and communication needs. You've heard the saying, right? There's an app for that. You've got to have this app. Those apps, including something as simple as a flashlight app that you download, could take over your phone.
Fox Special Report. We have a really interesting story. Our guest here, Gary Molesky, is with the company Snoop Wall. Gary, thanks for being here. It's an interesting and alarming story you have about this study.
I think this is Ebola right now because 500 million people are infected and they don't even know it, but it's not them. It's their smartphones.
Well, give me the breakdown. How does this happen?
So let me give you an example. If you went to the hardware store, you would buy a flashlight, you'd turn it on and use it to find your car keys at night or do some work. We have all installed the flashlight app on our phones.
It's just an app, you turn it on, and it's a flashlight.
Exactly. And instead of it being a normal flashlight, you push the button, and this flashlight app is kind of like the flashlight from the hardware store, except it was made by Mr. Gadget. And it opens up and says, "Brett, I have your phone number, your address, credit card information, family photos, videos, where you are located right now, and all friends and contacts. I can send this out over this little satellite dish, all attached to the flashlight. You probably wouldn't want to buy that flashlight. And you wouldn't hit the on switch.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. The top 10 flashlight apps today that you can download from the Google Play Store are all malware. They are vicious, they are spying, they are snooping, and they are stealing.
So where does that information go? Or what happens to it?
So I have been tracking down where it goes and found three countries so far: China, India, and Russia.
And they use it for various purposes, I guess.
They use it, pretty much it seems, for criminal purposes, but if a nation or a state wants to collect a lot of information on Americans, this is a great way to do it. Everybody installs a flashlight app.
Boy, did we get fooled on that one. Talk about being deceptive. I just wanted to use my phone as a flashlight and unbeknownst to me, even foreign countries around the world get access to my phone. End quote, collect a lot of information. Boy, that would come in handy in the seven-year tribulation when you're trying to figure out who worshipped the Antichrist and who didn't, to know whether or not you need to kill them. Crazy stuff, but it's happening. He even went on to say that even if you uninstall the app, the Trojan is still there. You have to do a factory reset and maybe that will work. But hey, it's a good thing this is just being done by foreign countries. At least we can keep this isolated, this hacking ability. Are you kidding me? American companies are doing the same thing, starting with Facebook, or, as we saw before, the real name we should call them, Tracebook. This is another deceptive thing going on. Facebook is not only tracking all our information online and creating these huge databases on us as we saw before, but they're also using our cell phones to monitor us.
Fox 29 reports, did you hear about this? Facebook plays another big brother. Users are saying the social media site is really crossing the line with their new Messenger app. Joining us now is tech expert Anthony Mongeluzzo. Anthony, thanks for joining us. So many people are talking about this Messenger app. This used to be optional, but now I guess it is mandatory, you have to download it. So how does this all work, and why are people all worried about this? Anthony Mongeluzzo, basically this app is getting terrible reviews. It has a 1 on the 5 star at the App Store and similar ratings from Android. What the Messenger app basically does is, you have to give away all of your privacy. You will have Facebook look at all of your call lists, your contacts, your text messages, it even uses your recording device, your camera device on your phone without even telling you. Fox 29 reports, okay, that is the thing that scared me the most. Take me through that. I'm holding my phone now, and if I have this Messenger app, they can see what I see, even worse, keep an eye on me and what I am doing. Anthony Mongeluzzo, most of your phones nowadays have 2 cameras, a front camera and a back camera. So legally you are giving them access to those cameras when you install this application. Fox 29 reports, so some creepy guy in San Francisco can be looking live at what I am looking at. Anthony Mongeluzzo, don't worry about San Francisco, this is global that can look at you.
Wow. Talk about being deceptive. I was forced to download this app by Facebook to use their Facebook Messenger on my phone, and around the world they can monitor me. At least with a flashlight I had an option. But boy, that would come in handy in the 7-year tribulation when you're trying to decipher who's worshipping the Antichrist and who's not in order to take them out. Tell me that's not deceptive. And don't forget, we pay for it. Isn't that slick? But at this point you might be thinking, well, here you go again, Pastor Billy. This is just another one of those wacky conspiracy theory things you've fallen for. It's not really as bad as you say it is. Really? How much more evidence do we need to show? I'm not making this up. In fact, for even more proof, even the secular researchers are starting to admit what these Big Brother devices can do. Here's a headline from just one secular article out there exposing how bad it really is: your phone is listening and it's not paranoia. In other words, Pastor Billy is not crazy. You can repeat after me. They say, a couple years ago, something strange happened. A friend and I were sitting at a bar, iPhones in pockets, discussing our recent trips in Japan and how we'd like to go back. The very next day, we both received pop-up ads on Facebook about cheap flights to Tokyo. It seemed like just a spooky coincidence, but then everyone seems to have a story about their smartphone listening to them. In fact, let me share some of them with you. Nate, my fiancé and I both had wedding ads the day after we got engaged, before we had told anyone. We bought the ring in the spur of the moment and never looked anything related up. And just 2 weeks ago my fiancé and I went to a friend's and drank a certain kind of liquor neither of us had ever bought or talked about on the phone, and the next morning it was the first ad Facebook showed her. John, in 2016, I lost the hearing in my right ear. I was given a made-for-iPhone-compatible hearing aid. This meant I could take calls, stream music, etc. from my new hearing aid. Whenever the phone connected to the hearing aid, there would be an audible change, like a little click. In both the Facebook Messenger app for iOS and the main Facebook app, I would hear that click, the flipping over of the audio source for my hearing aid, at inexplicable times, including when I had audio from apps disabled. Lindsay, just last week I left my employment and sat with my friend having a chat about which direction I was going to go in. I said, I like coffee, I might just end up at Starbucks so I can drink more coffee. Next time I checked my Facebook on my phone, I saw a Starbucks advertisement that said they were holding an open event in London to find new staff. Olivia, I recently had an extremely bizarre and unsettling experience that felt like more than coincidence after a voice call on WhatsApp. I was catching up with a friend who lives in London, and she told me a story about how her new landlord purchased an outdoor storage shed for their bins, a product that I think is rather uniquely British. We had a good laugh about that, and I expressed how I needed something similar here in Texas. The next day, as I was scrolling through my Facebook newsfeed, I came across an ad from Wayfair advertising a storage shed for outdoor bins and was immediately taken aback. Before our conversation, this was not a product that I even knew existed. Justin, I was talking at a bar with some friends about getting a new mattress, and while we were talking about various beds and mattresses, suddenly two mattress ads appear on Facebook within 5 minutes of the conversation. None before the conversation. Melissa, I visited a friend who was setting up security cameras at her house, and I have never used the internet to look at anything remotely linked to home security. Yet less than an hour after discussing how to set up the cameras, I had a Facebook ad for home security cameras and my phone had been in my pocket the whole time. Austin, once, my friend was over and he discussed that he needed LASIK eye surgery. Immediately after, I went on Facebook and a LASIK advertisement appeared. I have perfect eyesight and have never searched LASIK ever before. Peter, I saw a product at school called the Bug Assault Salt Shooting Gun, used for killing flies, something I'd never seen before, nor have I searched for any related products. That night I was telling my wife about the product in a personal conversation. The following morning, after the conversation with my wife about the product, my Facebook opened with an ad from Amazon with the Bug Assault Fly Killer Gun listed as things you may be interested in. I bet if I asked all of you reading this, I could get a bunch of your own stories of how this is happening to you as well, right? There is no conspiracy theory here. This is really happening. In fact, they go on to say, is this just paranoia, or are our smartphones actually listening? According to Dr. Peter Henway, the senior security consultant for cybersecurity firm Asterix, the short answer is yes. Dr. Peter Henway.
Whether it's timing or location-based or usage of certain functions, apps are accessing the microphones. An ordinary conversation with a friend about needing a new pair of jeans could be enough to activate it. So yes, our phones are listening to us, and anything we say around our phones could potentially be used against us.
Including in the 7-year tribulation. Is that person a follower of God? Are they really worshiping the Antichrist? Your cell phone will know and let the Antichrist know. Current technology, not coming but already here. In fact, it's so easy that even a 14-year-old accidentally discovered this ability while playing Fortnite, the ability to tap into people's phones. Reporter, 14-year-old Grant Thompson was getting ready to play video games with his friends when he stumbled upon an alarming glitch in Apple's FaceTime app. Grant Thompson, I tried to FaceTime my friend Nathan to see if he wanted to play some video games with me, and he didn't answer right away, so I swiped up on the FaceTime to find another person, my friend Diego. Reporter, that is when he discovered his first friend automatically connected even though his friend hadn't picked up the call yet. Grant Thompson, I was pretty shocked that we could hear him, and he could hear us. Reporter, that confusion turned out to be a major bug in Apple's FaceTime software that allowed iPhone users to hear audio from their recipient's phones even if that person had not yet picked up the call. Whoa. And it gets worse. It's not just the listening we need to be concerned about with our phones, it's the watching with our cell phones. In another article entitled, You Should Cover Your Phone Selfie Camera Too, they show a guy sitting on the toilet, so much for privacy. They go on to say, take a look at your smartphone. Perhaps you're reading this story on it, and the device is planted firmly in your hands. Maybe you're on a laptop, and your phone is resting face up on your desk. Now, focus your attention on the phone's selfie camera. Try to imagine what's in its field of view. Unless your phone's camera has a cover on it, you may not be the only one with that picture in their mind. It wasn't long ago that the idea of covering up a laptop webcam was considered paranoid, as if to suggest you're one of those tinfoil hat-wearing people. But that began to shift when Mark Zuckerberg accidentally revealed that even he had tape obscuring the view from his laptop's camera. So why should the selfie camera be different? It's not. The article concludes with, pretty unnerving stuff. Yeah, I'd say so. In fact, it gets even worse than that. It's not just the big tech companies and 14-year-old kids monitoring us, it's the government, and it's been going on for years whether we realize it or not.
Fox News, all right, Bill Binney, let me get back to you. Executive Order 12,333, it was revised in the final 2 weeks of the Obama presidency, as you know. But you believe that it is that exact executive order, EO 12,333, that allows our government to literally wiretap and store every phone call of every citizen, every text, every email. That's your belief. What's happening? Bill Binney, former National Security Agency official, it's actually Section 23C that says that if you have the intent to find a drug dealer, for example a 64 fiber line or a 10 gigabit line, if you believe there is a drug dealer, you can go in there and collect all the data, store it, mine it, do whatever you wanted with it, and preserve it, even though 99.99999% of it is domestic communications. This is nothing new, this has been going on for a long time. Fox News, so you mean every conversation I had in my life has been taped? Bill Binney, without warrants, yes, that is right.
So now every conversation has been taped. That's disturbing and it comes with prophetic implications. Think about it. It must have seemed like a huge mystery to the Apostle John when he's writing down these revelations from God in the book of Revelation nearly 2,000 years ago concerning the last days. He must have been thinking, how in the world is the Antichrist going to know if somebody's a follower of God anywhere on the planet and how will these people be betrayed and turned in during the 7-year tribulation? Simple. You just invent a device that could monitor all people's conversations all around the world and even see who they're hanging out with and voila, you have your answer. It's called the cell phone and it's not coming, it's already here. Big Brother on steroids. Oh, and don't forget, we pay for it. Talk about being deceitful. You liars. The second deceitful lie they say about our cell phones is hey, we'll never track you. What? Yeah, you thought the monitoring of our every conversation was bad and the tapping into our cameras to see what we're doing was creepy and horrible. You ain't seen nothing yet. These cell phones are also the biggest Big Brother tracking device ever invented by man. And again, we pay for it. Isn't that great? And again, I believe this helps explain another aspect of what's going on in the Matthew 24 text dealing with the people in the 7-year tribulation.
Matthew 24:9-10. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me. At that time many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other.
So again, here we see Jesus telling the people that in the 7-year tribulation, not only will they hate the followers of God and betray and turn them in, those who get saved after the rapture, but they'll what? They'll want to kill them, right? So again, think about this. How in the world are you going to find followers of God anywhere on the planet in order to kill them? Not just monitor them but find them and kill them. There's lots of places to hide. Simple. You use the exact same device you trick people into paying for, the cell phone, to not only monitor all their conversations to see what they're doing and who they're hanging out with, but you also use that same device to track them. You'll know exactly where they are, and you can take them out just like that. And if you don't think they have this tracking ability with our cell phones as well, you're in for a rude awakening. Here's just one news report sharing how all this technology put together is tracking our every move. RT News reports. The US is funneling money into tracking systems, threatening the concept of privacy, a thing of the past. It could mean that people's every move can be used against them to keep them under surveillance. Here is our reporter on the future of being watched. Reporter in the field. The information era was a period that everybody embraced. But today's surveillance age is a reality that almost no one can escape. Steve Rumbaum, CEO Palarium Investigative Agency. We are 5 years away, here in New York, from zero privacy where every New Yorker is being tracked and catalogued and watched and that information is being saved for pretty much an undetermined period of time. Reporter. Face recognition and iris scanning are the current tools of the trade, however scientists are currently developing a new technology geared to identifying anyone from much greater distances. If researchers are successful, the Defense Department may eventually be able to detect individuals by ear shape, heartbeat, walking pattern and possibly even odor. Long-range fingerprint and iris scanning are also reportedly being explored for the U.S. toolbox for tracking. A.J. Jacobs, editor-at-large, Esquire magazine. I think that we are not going to have a private moment in the future, and I always tell people that if you want to have an extramarital affair, you better have it right now because you aren't going to be able to have it in 5 years because everything will be tracked. Your husband or wife will know exactly where you are at all times. Steve Rumbaum. Do you think it's appropriate that someone can press a button and determine everywhere I've been, everything I've done, everyone I've been with? No, it's wrong. Reporter. Hard to believe, 10 years ago the concept of facial recognition, biometric surveillance and domestic drones was limited to science fiction movies like Minority Report. Ooh. There's that movie again. It's almost like we're being prepared for something. It's called Soft Disclosure. And did you catch that one part? Somebody could push a button and find out everywhere I've been and who I've been with? And that's not even counting cell phones, and I'll get to that in second, but this is total tracking ability of anyone on the planet at the push of a button, 24/7. Not coming, but already here. And this information is needed if you're unfortunately one of those resistors who still think something like this, well hey. I don't need Jesus. I don't need God. I don't need to be saved. You Christians are a bunch of wackos. If the hammer comes down in the 7-year tribulation, I'll just put my cell phone in airplane mode or disconnect it from the internet, or better yet, I'll take out that SIM card so they can't track me. Ha. 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 Really? You really think the Antichrist hasn't thought of that? I hate to burst your bubble, but even if you turn all those things off on your cell phone, even if you power it down, they can not only still track you but they're already doing it.
Fox News, we know that Google is tracking us. We agree to it when we set up our phones. So, we wanted to find out what exactly Google is learning about us throughout the day. So, here is what we are going to do. We have two identical phones. The only difference between these two phones is this one is in airplane mode. Both of the phones lack a SIM card and they haven't been set up to access any Wi-Fi network. So, for all intents and purposes, these phones have no connection to a data network. We are going to keep them with us throughout the day. As we travel around DC, we are going to find out just exactly what Google is finding out about me. Our first stop is Sim's convenience store just outside Fox Bureau for a quick coffee. From there we took a walk to the Capitol and then a swift walk around the office buildings and then decided to hop into a car and drive around town. Hello, we are going to the Children's Hospital, please. To do our test, we have to do more than walk the block. So, we took a cruise around our nation's capital. Due north to the Children's National Medical Center, then west to St. Albans School and the National Cathedral School. Our tour around town was a 14.8-mile journey that lasted more than an hour. This entire time the phones had no access to the internet, no Wi-Fi and no cellular data service. It almost seemed quaint that Google wouldn't be able to collect data on me. Back to the bureau, my friend. Now we are back here at our Fox Bureau in DC and we have both of our phones exactly like we left with them and the only difference is I snapped a couple of bad selfies at the National Cathedral. Otherwise they have stayed in my pocket the entire day. So, let's see what they know. This is our man in the middle device. It's basically a Wi-Fi network that these phones will connect to once we turn their Wi-Fi on. It's going to pass data through it on its way to Google, but on the way, we are actually going to get a copy of the same data that Google is going to get. We will be able to decrypt it and then see where we have been throughout the day. Within minutes the numbers started rolling in. The phone that wasn't on airplane mode registered more than 100 locations, 130 activities, and even 152 biometric readings. As soon as it hooked up to the Wi-Fi it registered 300 kilobytes of data being transferred straight to Google. Even logged our exact locations. Tracking us all around town, the capital, the hospital, the school and the cathedral. What's missing here is the exact route we took, but it got that data too. It knows when I got out of the car. The metadata has a time log down to the very second, tracking everything. When they think you are walking, riding, and yes, even getting out of the car. Okay, so you are thinking this is no big deal, just put my phone in airplane mode. We thought of that too. The other phone with no SIM card that remained in airplane mode the entire time, let's see what kind of data it captured. The phone with airplane mode activated actually logged more locations and activities than did the other phone. And it also transferred 100s of kilobytes to Google as soon as it was activated. They even followed where most people would expect total privacy, government buildings, a children's hospital, a private school, a church, every step you take, Google is watching you.
And that will come in handy for the Antichrist who in the 7-year tribulation will give an order for people to worship him, and I wonder how he knows who does and who doesn't. Let alone track them down and kill those who don't. And lest you think this tracking ability won't go global, it already has.
The NSA has a diverse range of surveillance capabilities, from monitoring Google Maps to sifting through millions of phone call records and spying on web searches. But it doesn't end there. The agency can also track down the location of a cell phone even if the handset is turned off. By September 2004, shortly after the 9/11 attacks, the NSA had developed a technique that was called the Find. The technique was used in Iraq and helped identify thousands of new targets, including members of Al-Qaeda.
Whoa. Stop right there. That's just it, that's the slippery slope. What if you became the new terrorist, and who gets to define that term anyway? As we saw before in other studies, evangelical Christians are now being called terrorists. During the Obama administration, any one of these beliefs classified you as a terrorist. Pro-life. Critical of the United Nations. Critical of the New World Order. Critical of the Federal Reserve. Critical of homosexual marriage. Oppose the North American Union. Which they say officially does not exist. Critical of the income tax. Oppose illegal immigration. Fear foreign powers such as Communist China, Iran, Russia, and India. Concerned about wood chips. Belief in Bible prophecy or end-time prophecies. In fact, here's how the media is brainwashing others to think Christians are dangerous terrorists.
ABC reports, if you want to talk about radical Islam and what is going on there. Rosie O'Donnell, hold on there, radical Christianity is just as threatening as radical Islam. In a country like America, where we have separation of church and state, we are a democracy. Fox and Friends, her exact quote was, Rosie O'Donnell, about 2 months ago, she said, radical Christianity is just as threatening as radical Islam. And in the last hour we received an email from somebody who said, you seem to forget in the world of radical Islam, Rosie, the woman, the lesbian, would either be hung or stoned to death, and in the world of radical Islam, there would be no view or independent opinionated women. Errol Suthers, Barack Obama's nominee to head the Transportation Safety Administration, most of the radical groups that we have to pay attention here are white supremacist groups, anti-government, in most cases anti-abortion, they are usually survivalist in nature, identity-oriented. Those groups claim to be extremely anti-government, Christian identity-oriented. Josh Zepps, HuffPost Live, the separation of church and state is fundamental to American life. What about church and military? In a new report by a national security expert, says that fundamental Christianity is rampant in the armed forces. The military leaders overtly promote evangelical Christianity. Jim Parco, professor of economics at Colorado College, you have a system that is creating religious fundamentalists. That is what is concerning to me. Sarah Primrose, HuffPost Live, the only question that needs to be asked is, do these fundamentalist beliefs and associated behavior compromise our missions abroad? If yes, we must discourage or ban the encouragement of the spread of this brand of Christianity in the military. Rachel Maddow, what we are learning about the religious beliefs of this militia group makes them look a little bit like a cult, a standalone religious oddity. But some of the things they are obsessed with, fighting the Antichrist, avoiding the mark of the beast, the pre-tribulation rapture, all that stuff. These are the beliefs that are specific to this one cult. These beliefs are sort of characteristic of a broader movement, aren't they? Fox News, Andrei Khodrosku, commentator for the program, All Things Considered, mocked a Christian pamphlet about the doctrine of the rapture and the ascension into heaven, quote. Andrei Khodrosku, commentator, National Public Radio, the evaporation of 4 million people who believe in this crap would leave the world a better place. Townhall.com/blog. This man that tried to blow up innocent people that he doesn't know in Times Square, these men are acting on conviction. Somehow the idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do, and they would be rewarded in the hereafter. Commentator, but Christians do that every single day. In this country. Guest speaker, do they blow people up? Commentator, yes, Christians. Every day.
As one man shares, what is interesting about the above list is that a great deal of it has to do with things that have nothing to do with the individual nation. The only possible reason any national government would be concerned about its citizens objecting to things like the New World Order, world government, the United Nations, homosexual marriage, a regional global government like the North American Union, abortion, fid chips and belief in end times prophecies is because this is what they are planning to promote in the near future. Otherwise, why be bothered about it? And he says this, I would suggest to you that Bible prophecy is being fulfilled far faster than most of us realize, and that is why governments around the world are concerned about these things. We know in the seven-year tribulation there will be those who get put on a so-called terrorist list, i.e., those who follow God, those who get saved after the rapture, will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death. You disobeyed the Antichrist. You didn't worship him. They become the new terrorist. Global terrorist. And this global cell phone technology is going to find them and hunt them down and take them out. Not coming, already here. The report goes on to say that, these surveillance tools in cell phones help governments conduct surveillance of communications both domestic and international. In other words, it really has gone global. In fact, even countries like Canada are getting in on the action.
Dave Seglins, CBC News. This is the latest revelation from spy agency documents that were leaked by the former U.S. security contractor, Edward Snowden. Canada's electronic spy agency and the NSA in the U.S. with counterparts in Australia, New Zealand and the U.K. just a few years ago were trying to find ways to hack into people's mobile phones to track them and even install spyware. Smartphones are everywhere. Everyone's got one. Work, play, banking, talking to loved ones. So, it's a surprise to some that those personal phones and their apps could be vulnerable to snooping, hackers, criminals or spies. Girl on the street, I think it's scary. We are on our phones 24/7, we use it for school, we use it for social media. Top secret documents from Canada Communications Establishment show Canada and its allies have worked to hack not all mobile phones but elsewhere, in Europe, Africa, the Caribbean, and they are looking for servers that could be exploited, used to secretly install spyware in suspect smartphones. Michael Geist, University of Ottawa, what was particularly striking was you see some of the biggest names in technology in the mobile world being the target, the Samsungs, the Apples, of the world that millions and millions of consumers that the public rely upon on a daily basis. Ron Dibert, the Citizen Lab, University of Toronto, they can use this data to trap targets of interest. Political targets, terrorists, and so on.
Including the terrorists in the seven-year tribulation who refuse to worship the Antichrist and are trying to get away. You ain't going nowhere. The global net needed to monitor, listen, watch, and track down any resistors in the seven-year tribulation is already here with a device that we got tricked into paying for called the cell phone. Talk about deceptive. But you still might be thinking, unfortunately, well, that's it. I'll just take out my battery and my cell phone and they can't track me then. Ha. 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 I'm free. I'm free. When will you ever learn? Don't be a fool. Take the way out through Jesus. And I quote, this cell phone can make calls even without a battery. In order to operate without a battery, the phone would have to rely only on energy that could be harvested from its surroundings. Ambient light can be turned into electricity with solar panels or photodiodes. Radio frequency TV and Wi-Fi broadcasts can also be converted into energy using an antenna. You would never have to worry about leaving your charger at home ever again. Why? Because you don't need a battery. Which means all these cell phone monitoring and tracking functions can still be used even without a battery to listen, monitor, spy on everything you're doing, and track you down in case you need to be killed. Technology that is not coming, but is already here, and we pay for it. Talk about deceptive. That's what the Antichrist is going to do. The cell phone is here just in time for the seven-year tribulation slaughter. It's not by chance and it's a sign we're living in the last days, and we don't even realize it. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the seven-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, Give your life to Jesus now, because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to a life of ease and great communication, but a system that allows them to have global assassinations. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?